You know, I love that movie when he comes in, you know, Tom Cruise does, and he's at the bar, and he's really feeling it. I mean, he is in love with that girl. He brings the guys beside him, and they start singing, "You lost that love and feeling," and they're all doing that. How many of y'all remember that scene? He's really feeling it. But then, I've heard it said that, you know, sometimes love is blind, but when they move in, it's a real eye-opener. Anybody ever heard that? And I don't just mean a relationship, you know, where you're getting married. I'm talking about business. I'm talking about maybe the next version of Tom Cruise, Risky Business. You know, going in business with somebody, bringing them into your world, there's sometimes people look one way at the surface. And if you're like me, you tend to overlook the glaring defects because you really, really, really want this thing to happen. They'd be really good in your organization. They'd be good on the team. Boy, he is so fine looking, man. Look at that guy. Look at that girl. But how many like me, sometimes there's been situations that you overlooked the obvious. You silenced the inner voice. You didn't even ask your friends because you knew, and they would tell you what you didn't want to hear. Come on, all campuses, raise your hand right now. These are some bullet points we're going to talk about today. Exposure is everything. What you love right now, you might hate later. I mean, I feel a little odd up here today in this outfit. This was cool back in the day, but I need you to know that this is only for the series. I'm not stuck in that spot. You ever see people like their hairdo? You're like, okay, that's the last time you thought you looked cool. 1985. Pair of shoe pants are out, but they were in. How many of y'all remember those days? And the big old comb coming out of the back of your pocket, right? But exposure is everything. Love can turn to hate because sometimes the feeling goes away, both in business and in relationship. We're going to cover just today a little bit about manipulators. What's the biggest tool that manipulators use? Stop allowing other people to dictate your mood, your mind, and your environment. Don't throw all people in the same pot just because you had a bad guy, a bad girl, a diva. At the church, we adopted it a few years back, a no diva policy. We decided that no matter how good you could sing, no matter how good you could dance, no matter how good you could preach, that there was no divas. And so we just got rid of the diva. Because there's nothing more miserable than marrying somebody and they're beautiful, but they won't let you in. Or they're beautiful, but it's like, okay, I'll go with you, but first, let me take a selfie. You can learn a lot by people. I mean, right away with social media, that's one of the things we do. If you're going to hire somebody in your organization or you're thinking about marrying somebody, look at their social media, man. If every other picture is a picture of them, they couldn't possibly love you because they love them way too much. When they're in love with themselves so much, love is blind, and they can't see anyone else. That's the stuff we're going to talk about today. The opening passage that I want to go to is phenomenal in Genesis 16, verse 1. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children, and she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said to Abraham, "See now, my lord," don't you wish your wife would call you Lord? "The Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Now go to my maid, and perhaps you will obtain children." And Abraham heeded the voice of his wife. He had never listened to her before, but he was sure listening that day. You know? She has this brilliant idea. They have this beautiful girl she's been on the team a long time. She works there in the house with everybody. And it seems to be going so slow. See, Sarah wants children so bad. See, you got to be careful because sometimes you might get what you want, but you might not want what you get. People crying all the time, "I wish I had a man. Wish I'd get rid of man. I really want children. God, I wish I had some sleep and a babysitter." We're always wanting something we don't have. Israel wanted a king, and then they decided they got Psycho Saul, changed their mind. Sometimes, on the surface, it looks good, but what happens when you pop under the hood and you look at the internal mechanism of what's going on? You can jack up a good thing by allowing your flesh to become out of control, and that's exactly what Sarah wanted. She wanted a child. God promised a child. Here's the problem with God, though. Is he as slow with you as he is with me? I mean, you're like, "God, come on, I want it now." Here's the thing, though. He said, I know the plans I have for you. They're for good, not for evil, to bring you to an expected end. There's a specific spot that God wants us, but oftentimes we get in a hurry. And what Sarah did is she got in a big hurry. She got her own idea. And before God gave them their Isaac, she in the flesh produced an Ishmael. Now, we do that oftentimes. Before the great job comes along, we jump for a job that's a good job. But before the right guy or girl comes along, we jump for, oh that'll do. I know they're kind of in love with themselves. I know he kind of lies. I know she didn't totally tell me the truth. And again, we're allowing the situations to take control of us instead of us taking control of the situations. And now we wake up one day and we're not in love anymore. We're singing, I lost that love and feeling. His abs are gone. Come on, somebody. Abs fade. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I used to have a six-pack. Now I got a keg. But it's you deal with that. Things change. Well, I really wanted him on the team. I mean, but now he's in the office, and now he's talking to all our supervisors behind our back about what we promised to give him, but now he says we didn't, when really now we hired him, and he's not doing what he said to do either. Then that manipulation, that manipulator side kicks in. Have you ever had somebody that you were dealing with them and you were upfront about it and you talked to some other people and you knew you needed to talk to them, but then once you went and talked with them, midway through their conversation of them changing it on you, you've realized that, oh, I guess it's us that screwed up, not you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If you don't raise your hand, I'll assume it's you. You're dealing with the issue, you're confronting it, but now the manipulation side of the person comes in and they make it your problem, especially if you're a pleaser. So now you've got this person that you silenced the inner voice of the Holy Spirit. You silenced your better judgment. You silenced your friends because you just had to have it. And most of the time, those people that get in that area right there, in that realm, they're usually in love with themselves. Now, Sarah, back to Sarah and Hagar. She goes and has this child, you know, now, and next thing you know, she looks at Abraham and she flips it on Abraham and she says, this girl doesn't look at me the same way anymore. She says, may my wrong be upon you. I gave my maid to you to embrace, and when she saw that she had conceived, then she turned her attitude towards me. She thought she wanted that to happen. I kind of agree with most theologians that this girl was an innocent bystander. She's just on the team. She's just doing what she told. You got to look out for the people who want something really, really bad, because oftentimes, write this down if you're a note taker, there's friends for a reason, friends for a season, and friends for a lifetime. Those friends for a reason, there might be a reason why they want on your boat. There might be a reason why they want on your team. In fact, I often tell people this, if you ever win the lottery, change your phone number and change your name, because there's all kinds of people going to want to get with you that have ulterior motives. Can I get an amen in this Presbyterian church today? Now this poor girl is despised, the Bible said. She's rejected. She feels alone. She had been manipulated. Doesn't end well. I think about the story. Now if we'll jump to another story by a guy by the name of Jacob and Laban. Jacob and Laban are their family. And if you will turn with me to Genesis 29:14. Then Laban said to him, surely you are bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And he stayed with him for a month. Then Laban said to Jacob, because you are my relative, everybody shout, uh-oh. Watch out for relatives. Anybody like me and you got a story, but you don't want to tell it, but you know what I just said. If you don't raise your hand, we assume you're the one living in the basement, sucking up all our food. Now, Laban had two daughters, Leah, and the younger was Rachel. Leah had delicate eyes. She wasn't that pretty. Rachel was beautiful in form and appearance. Now, Jacob loved Rachel. So he said, I will serve you for 7 years for Rachel, the younger sister. Now, after serving for 7 years, Jacob is abused by this guy, his uncle Laban. See, the world has a system. It's the Laban system. It'll take advantage of you. It'll use you. It'll abuse you. It'll chew you up and spit you out and leave you washed up on the side of the world, road, the Laban system. After he stayed there for a month, something kind of kicked in. Laban got to seeing that, you know what, Jacob's a good guy. The blessing of the Lord is upon him. God's favor is on him. He's good looking. He's intelligent. I want him to be on the team. So after a month, he had seen under Jacob's hood because he was a little older. There's just certain things you don't know when you're 20. There's certain things you don't know when you're 18. Remember when you were 18 and you pretty much knew everything? And then you turned 30 and you realized you didn't know that much? Come on. And you turned 40 and you're like, I'm a complete idiot? Okay. Laban's been around the barn and he looks under the hood of Jacob and said, this is a good guy. And he takes advantage of this good, sincere person. He wasn't a diva. Laban was. He wasn't a liar. Laban was. He said, I will work for you for 7 years. He works for this guy for 7 years, used and abused. After 7 years, they throw this huge party, put him in the tent, and he wakes up the next morning, and it's not Rachel who he had served. They switched it on him, and now he's in the bed with the wrong woman. He went to bed with Michelle Pfeiffer and woke up with Barney Pfeiffer. The system had been switched. He had been lied to. He did not look under the hood. He ignored. I can promise you this, that while it was going on, that first 30 days when he moved in, he knew inside his knower. He knew by the Holy Spirit, this doesn't set right. But I really want her bad. I really need this job bad. I know he lied to me here and he talked behind my back. And I know he sent that email and I know he said that, but I'm going to ignore that. I'm not going to ask my friends about it because I know what they'll tell me and I don't want them. I don't want to ask mom and dad. Listen, some of the safest things you can do in life is, the Bible said, to seek wise counsel. People that you love and people that you know, they'll look under the hood and they'll know right away. I'm telling you right now, that guy is bad. I'm telling you right now, that dude is no good. A lot of times, though, we silence that when we know it in the first 30 days. Let me tell you this about it. Maybe Jacob should have said in the first 30-day period, I don't know. When you say name the wages, maybe I need to get this in writing. Maybe I need to check your references. When you embrace people wholeheartedly and you jump into something in the first 30 days, danger, danger. I'm talking right now as a 44-year-old man who's been beside a lot of people over the last 10 years of ministry, and I've watched people say, I love her, she loves me, we're getting married. How long you known her? 2 months. I would love some response, just so I don't have to add it all in. You can't rush. True love waits. True opportunity waits. No, this opportunity only comes once in a lifetime. No, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And when God is for you, who and what can be against you? And you don't have to be manipulated or allow other people to change the way you're thinking and take off your glasses. And now you're walking with blinders into a relationship that you might not really want to be in. So after 7 years of serving, he wakes up and he goes to the old tricker and he's like, you lied to me. How would you like to be that girl? I didn't marry this girl. He goes, oh, did I say Rachel? I meant Leah. Okay, so over the last 7 years, you didn't put two and two together. Of course, under law, I can't give you my youngest daughter first. We got to marry off the first daughter. So if you serve another 7 years, watch him take advantage of it. Make it his fault. Oh, you didn't understand. You did wrong. So now, of course, he is a man of integrity, and he loves this girl with all his heart, so he serves for another 7 years. But how many know, 7 years with a turkey as a boss is too long. We're not taking any crowd shots, so you can raise your hand. Your boss will never see it. 7 years now, 7 additional years, 14. How many know that is way too long? But a lot of times we do that. We waste our life running around from job to job, from relationship to relationship, because we really need to say, I need to ask myself a question. What am I really looking for in a woman? What am I really looking for in a staff member? Well, now, if I don't hire them, my mom and dad will be really mad. Well, if I don't hire them, they'll really get offended. You know who gets offended in life and gets mad and gets manipulative? Manipulators. Manipulators. Now, if you're a pleaser, and I am one, so I can give you the inside scoop, You're going to get the skinny right now on a guy who is a pleaser. My dad, I love my dad. He's awesome. But he manipulated me my whole life while playing innocent, because manipulators never take responsibility for delaying your life or hurting your life or causing your marriage to be destroyed. It is, again, your fault. And then when you go and you confront the manipulator, like Jacob tried to do with Laban, he flipped the scripts on him. And he started being abusive to him. In fact, if you read the whole story, and you should, God blessed Laban because the anointing was on Jacob, and his everything he did in his business exploded. And then eventually they parted ways. Because remember this, the Bible said, what you compromise to keep, you will eventually lose. So now they part ways, and now he takes off with his daughters and all of his stuff. And then Laban shows up at his tent in the middle of the night and accuses him of stealing his stuff and ransacks his place, because that's what manipulators do. They harm you and they can't allow you to really enjoy your life. If you're drinking from the stream, they'll get in there and kick the mud all around just to try to make your life miserable. Don't live your life pleasing them. Spend your life pleasing him, and then God will bring new them into your life. Come on, all campuses, let's give God praise today. Manipulators, everybody shout, manipulators. Manipulators. Now, exposure is everything. When Jacob was exposed to the scenery of this man every day, he kept overlooking it instead of dealing with it. My advice to you is this, especially if you're an employer, or you're a woman who is abused, you have one life, that's it. Now, the life goes on forever. But your life here, it needs to be fun. The Bible said, enjoy your youth. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The joy of the Lord is our strength. If you're not careful, you can spend your whole life putting off to tomorrow to be happy instead of dealing with the manipulators in your life and saying, I'm not going to do that. Back to the tent with Abraham. When Abraham went into that woman, she should have said, today's the last day. I'm putting in my 2 weeks' notice. You'll notice in 2 weeks I won't be here. Because people have their reasons and their agendas for jumping into your life, and you must be harmless as doves, but wise as serpents. You have to know that some people might have an agenda for you and your children that's not really good. And exposure, shout it again, exposure. Come on, all campuses, why?
Exposure
allows you to stop seeing what's on the surface. And you see the person's true heart. You can't know somebody in 2 weeks. You can't know somebody in 30 days. The Bible said, you shall know them by their fruits. I just heard the Holy Spirit say that. You'll know them by their fruits, and fruit does not develop on a tree overnight. Fruit stays, and there's just leaves, and then you see it starts popping and growing, and it matures. It doesn't happen overnight. So if you think you have to do it today, if you think you've got to allow them, oh, I really need them for the company to go bigger, some things just aren't worth having. I've had it happen before on the team where they're like, I remember one time one guy really got crazy with us, and he was a worship guy and a diva, and he's like, he had managed to get pretty much everybody on the team fired but him. And then he walked up one Sunday and we couldn't deal with him anymore. And he said, what are you going to do without me? I'm all you got. And I said, we'll play a Hillsong video, and I'll tell everybody. We can't seem to find anybody live. Here's your Hillsong video. God bless you. Have a nice day. See you later, alligator. Come on. I want people up here really worshiping God. Somebody ought to say, I want somebody to really love Jesus. So I hated to deal with that way, but sometimes you just have to. Tough love. If you're a pleaser, raise your hand if you're a pleaser. Raise your hand. I just want to see you. Wow, most of us. How many of y'all are a pleaser? And what I'm saying right now, you're quiet because you're really listening intently because you don't want to screw up your ears because you really want to hear this. Manipulators, man. There was nothing wrong with the girl in the tent. It was a bad idea. These aren't bad people. I mean, these are the fathers and mothers of the faith. But sometimes when you get impatient, you get in a hurry, you start rushing, you start making mistakes. I have a saying, and I say it so much, but it's my motto. If it's God today, it's, come on, class.
God tomorrow.
If it's God today, it's God tomorrow. Let's shout it again. If it's God today,
it's God tomorrow.
It's got tomorrow. So you don't have to rush. Ever heard this? You better hurry up and buy this car, because if you don't buy it today, somebody was in here yesterday and they're coming back today to put the money on it. Come on, raise your hand if you heard that one. You know when a car dealer is lying? When his mouth's moving. That's when you know that he's lying. I didn't mean it. Yes, I did just a little bit. And there are good car dealers. But maybe they have an agenda. Manipulators try to flip it on you. Here's what we must do. Number one, we must admit it, that we're being manipulated. Two, we got to confront it. It won't change if you don't confront it. You don't want to confront it because you're a pleaser. And you're there to pretend it's okay. But if you feel like you're the one in the relationship that's always having to go, oh, honey, 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 honey. Oh, please do. Please give me those reports. Please give me the reports. Sometimes if you hire some people in your organization and you feel like you need to bonus them to get them to do their job, wrong person. If you want to advance in the company, the way to really shine is to actually do your job, show up early, and really do it unto the Lord and do such a good job. And I promise you, it won't be too long till God will reveal to the leaders of the organization like he did with David. David, see, he was on the backside, and the family members had manipulated him, and they had their own agenda. They dressed all the boys up at him. You couldn't find him. He wasn't on Facebook. He wasn't on Instagram. You couldn't find him anywhere. But God knows where you're at. And when you do it under the Lord, he will bring to the light that which is in the dark. When you serve him right and you do what's right because it's right, because God loves you, God's for you, and these people have a wrong agenda for you. And again, back to having fun. The joy of the Lord is my strength. No joy, no strength. I've noticed it in corporations where friends of walked up to me and say, man, I hate it. I hired this guy and now I don't want to go to work anymore. It's your office, right? Yeah. You own that big high rise? Yeah. You have your name on the parking spot? Yeah. But we really needed Johnny Hotshot. But I can't stand Johnny Hotshot because if you can't do it and you're like me and you're a pleaser, I think maybe here's an idea I just had. Perhaps you could just have a staff meeting and just play an old clip of Apprentice and have Donald Trump say, you're fired. Come on, somebody ought to say amen in here today. So what I'm really saying is life is too short not to have fun. Life is too short for you to hurry up and hire them. Life is too short for you to hurry up and marry them. See their true colors, what's under the hood. Wait a full season until you see their fruit develop, and then do what the Bible said. And he said, lay no hands on no man suddenly. But I better hurry because no. Can't hurry, love. No, you just have to wait. Come on, help me. They say love don't. You're crazy. I like it. You can't hurry love. True love waits. True opportunity waits. True breakthrough waits. If you need somebody bad, you might get somebody bad. Take your time. Just take your time. Go ahead, I got time. I got my whole life. I'm 44 and I know what you're thinking. I said I was 45 a minute ago and I'm just getting used to it. I'm 44, I'll be 45, 9969 is when I was born. And in the 44 years, I have a philosophy for flying. Here it is. I'd rather be down here wishing I was up there than up there wishing I was down here. Because I've been in some situations. Anybody ever been in a plane and they go, hey, we're going to experience some turbulence here right now? If an oxygen mask falls down in your face, please put it on you. And then if you feel like it, put it on somebody you love. If you don't like the person, don't worry about it. But I would rather be down here right now, not having the opportunity, not cuddling up on the couch, not having the numbers go through your organization, and have peace. Just go to the office and know, I got to deal with this. But what's daddy going to say? What mama going to say? These are manipulators. And when you expose it, really what they're doing is they're taking away your joy. You're not really enjoying your life because you're allowing them to control you. And sometimes, and I'll admit it, 34 years, I never dealt with my dad. We had a couple conversations and I got strong and I went away. But then He pointed out that it was really my fault, that I didn't take control of my wife, and that's why she was leaving, and it was my fault that I, and it was my fault, and then because I loved him so much, I decided to go back into the system, and I stayed, because I didn't want to deal with him, because all hell would break loose. But then, God love him. When my dad went to heaven, I hated it, and I loved him. But then, I decided, God, I've wasted a lot of time, and I didn't obey you because I was afraid of him. But God, would you help me? God, would you help me? Look at all my friends and what they've done with their lives. And here I am in my mid-30s, and I don't have a church. Don't you believe that I was looking at the surface of these other organizations thinking that I had been held back and thinking that God wasn't going to break me through? And then all of a sudden, our church went from 200 to 2,000, and I blew past a lot of people that I had watched serve for years, but God has his ways. And then it went to 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000 and 5,000 and 6,000 and 7,000 and 8,000 and 9,000. And I'm not worried anymore about, will I catch up? God, through his supernatural ability, chose me. Not because I was gifted, not because I was talented, not because I had education. He chose me because I'd say, I'll just go tell them what I know and try to help people through their pain about me being a wuss, not dealing with the manipulation side of my life. Therefore, I was divorced and unhappy and wasted a lot of years. But at the end of the trail, God brought me a beautiful wife and a beautiful daughter and a beautiful son. Come on. And a beautiful church and a beautiful ministry. And if he did it for me, he's going to do it for you. But I don't want you to be a spectator looking into my life. I've disclosed to you the control issues that were implemented by my family to me. But I want you to get out from under that. Don't wait till they die. Just do it. God's going to help you. They're going to kill me. No, they won't. No weapon formed against you will prosper. God's going to cover you under the shadow of the Most High. God's going to give you opportunities that you never thought possible. And if you look at the life of Abraham and Sarah, they had this Ishmael. But then, in God's perfect timing, when they stopped trying to help God, I think there's probably a sign in heaven like at the mechanic shop that says, you know, $50 an hour labor, $75 if you help. Probably something like that in heaven, right? And we tried to help God, and then all of a sudden God turns it around for their good, and now they have this beautiful organic son between them, that which is holy matrimony. And now they have this promised child, Isaac. I just want to encourage you today. Everybody here, everyone at all our campuses, everybody watching it by television, that God knows exactly where you're at. He had you tune into my voice today to speak this word into your spirit so that you can kind of outline it and say, okay, I'm going to stop lying to myself that this person is acceptable and that I'm okay with it. Two, I'm going to expose it and deal with it. I'm not going to silence the inner voice or the voice of the Holy Spirit or the voice of my trusted friends. And I'm going to do what he tells me to do instead of what they are pressuring me to do. And I'm going to walk in love with everybody, because life is too short for me to be beat down, wondering why it didn't happen to me. And I'm going to say, woo, this is going to be a good life. From here on out, baby, you can't hurry love. I'm going to obey God. He's going to do something good in my life because God is for me. I have a question to ask you and you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. How many of y'all say today, Pastor, you spoke directly into my heart. Raise your hand. I want to see it. I need to see it. Okay, you can put it back down. Pray this prayer with me. Everyone say, Dear Heavenly Father, I receive your word. I believe today that my pastor spoke this word directly to me. I'm going to obey what you say, and I will have a brand new day in the name of Jesus. And I'm free from what man can do to me, and I will enjoy what God is doing for me and through me and with me. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Give the Lord a hand for his word.